Let's go back to the File menu.
Options menu, listing for Home Pi.
Now recall earlier we heard things called directories. Directories, think of them as filing cabinets or individual file folders where you can begin organizing where things go. You might have a location for videos or music or downloads or documents. Well, how do we make our own directories? We can do that by pressing the letter N for new directory.
Enter directory name.
We did that. We heard enter directory name. And I'm going to type the word stuff. Now, with directories, you can call them anything really that you like. There's no special suffix you have to add. You don't have to add the .brl or .brf if you want to have Braille files. That doesn't apply to directories. So we're just going to type the word stuff.
S-T-U-F-F.
And press enter.
Stuff directory 12 of 16.
And now we have a stuff directory, which has nothing in it, but it's about to. Let's put some stuff in the directory. We want to move our test and notes file that we just made, just to keep things organized. So how do we move things from one location to another? First, move to the item that you want to move. In this case, we want to go to the test file first because it's closer. So I'm going to do space.
Templates, direct test BRL, 14 of 16.
All right. And here we are. Now we want to mark this as something that we want to move. So I'm going to do that by pressing the letter X. Think of X as making a check mark. You know, you're adding a check mark to things you want to perform some kind of action to. So that's 1, 3, 4, 6.
Selected, 14 of 16.
And now we hear that it's been selected. Let's then go to notes. Again, I can use chords or space, whatever, to get to it. But I'm going to do the shortcut here. .7 and N to take us to the first thing that starts with N.
Notes BRL, 8 of 16.
Which happens to be my notes file. So let's press X again.
Selected, 8 of 16.
And that's now selected. We now have two items ready to do things to. The final step is to navigate to the place where we want to either move or copy these selected items. I'm going to do .7 and S. That should take us straight to the stuff folder.
SD card, directory, 11 of 16.
I was wrong. That took us to the SD card, but that's okay. Space.
Stuff, directory, 12 of 16.
There's stuff. Press enter to open the stuff directory.
Listing for Home Pi stuff. Directory is empty.
We hear that the directory is empty. Not a problem. We're now where we want to move the files. I'm going to press the plus sign, .346.
Shall the selected files be deleted from Home Pi?
The items you selected are going to be copied to your current location no matter what. But in addition, they can also be deleted from the original folder. So effectively, if we were to say, no, we don't want the original files to be deleted, we'd now have two copies of test and notes. One in the home directory where they were created and another here in stuff. If we answer yes, which is what I'm going to do by pressing Y, it's only going to leave the copies of the files in stuff and delete them from home. So let's press Y.
Two files moved from Pi to stuff.
And we hear two files moved from Pi to stuff. Let's press enter.
Listing for home Pi stuff.
Now if I do space.
Notes BRL. 1 of 2.
Notes BRL.
Test BRL. 2 of 2.
Test BRL. Fantastic. If we do a .7 chord.
Stuff. Directory. 11 of 14.
Let's see if we have test or notes in our main directory here. I'm going to do space.
Templates. Directory. USB 1. Directory. 13 of 14.
Okay. Test is gone. Do we have anything starting with the letter N? We do not. That beep means that there is nothing that matched .7 and N. So notes is, in fact, gone. The final operation I want to show you is how to delete something. Fairly straightforward. Let's go back to stuff.
Templates. Stuff. Directory. 11 of 14.
I did .1 chord there. Enter.
Listing for home Pi stuff.
I don't like my notes file. Let's just get rid of it. So I'm going to hit the spacebar.
Notes BRL, 1 of 2.
Here's notes. To delete a file, or a directory for that matter, press the letter D.
Shall file notes BRL be deleted?
And we are asked, do we want it to be deleted? I'm going to press Y.
File notes BRL has been deleted.
And press Enter.
Test BRL, 1 of 1.
And now we hear test BRL, 1 of 1. So notes is gone. The same also applies to a directory. The only difference here is that if a directory is not empty, you will be asked if you want to delete it first. We can demonstrate that. I don't actually want to keep stuff around anymore.
Stuff, directory, 11 of 14.
Press D.
Shall directory stuff be deleted?
I'm going to press Y for yes.
Directory not empty, delete anyway?
And we hear directory not empty, delete anyway. Yes.
Directory stuff has been deleted.
And it's gone.
Templates, directory, 11 of 13.
There's one other menu I want to show you related to this, and that is the file management menu. So this entire time we've been in the file browser, the shortcut commands are the same pretty much in both. The difference is that in the file browser, you're navigating through the file system itself, through files and directories. In the file management version of this menu, you are navigating through all possible commands that you can use on a file or directory. There's a couple ways to get there. If you are coming straight from the options menu, you can press M for file management. But since we're already in the file menu, I can press M to go straight there.
File management menu opened.
So now we're in the file management menu. So now if I navigate with space.
Open existing file. Shortcut is O. Create new file. Shortcut is C. Save current file. Without leaving it, shortcut is S. Leave current file, saves changes, shortcut is L. Quit current file, without saving changes, shortcut is Q.
So these are all the same actions that we just looked at. Anything that you want to do, you can either press those same shortcuts that we did in the file menu, or press Enter on any of these items to activate them. If you want to get back to the file browser, it would be O-Cord-F. If you're already in the file management menu, which we are, we can press F from here to go back to the file browser.
Listing for home pie.
So this kind of gives us the best of both. You have a listing of files and directories that you can navigate if you want, but you can also quickly jump to the list of available commands to perform on a file. And of course, HCord.
File management help.
Will open the file management help, and you can read more about these operations there. I'm going to do Z chord.
Listing for home pie.
And Z chord again.
File browser. Shortcut is F.